Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Life and Torah of Our Leaders, Tuesdays, 12 p.m., live with First Seder Besmedrash, firstseder.org. Wonderful program. Check it out. Join. I just got to chop the end of the Daf Hash, the Omid Yomi share. Very geschmack. This series has been sponsored by Reb Yitzchak Saflis and Bob and Lai Marketing Group. It's a schus for him, his family, the listeners, and Gans Klal Yisrael. Today's shir, excuse me, is sponsored by my good friend, Ramosha Tobal. Last week he sponsored as a schus for Hatzlach in a specific inyan that I was not aware of, not in my business. But Baruch Hashem, he had a very big Yeshua in that inyan, and he wants to give Shvach Vaidah to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and he's sponsoring today's shir as a Shevach for that Hatzalah and Yeshua and Bez Hashem Halavai Vaiter Hatzlacha. Now, I don't usually make pitches, of course, on my Shurim, but we are hosted by Torah Anytime, and a special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. Bez Hashem be joining this year. Torah Anytime is having their annual fundraiser. It started yesterday. It's going to go till Monday, I think, this coming Monday after Lag BaOmer, and every Magid Shir is working to try to raise money based on his listeners and his followers and Ani B'Soicham. And I'm asking you to please, if all of my listeners and followers of the various Shiurim would just give between $18 or $36, I would have my $10,000 goal that they asked each Magid Shir to try and raise. So please, if you're watching on Torah Anytime, there should be, this is what they tell me, at least on the website, the link to my page is right under the shir. I don't know, they said on the iPhone, on the app, it wasn't ready yet. But if not, you could go to the cause match and find it. Or there's a phone number you could call and dial in and give money, 845-888-1800. And my extension is 140227. So please, I ask every one of you who are Nene from the Shiurim to help me show my Akaras HaTayv to Torah Anytime for allowing me to use their platform, not at a cost to me, not at a cost to you, just for $18 or $36 for what the Hano you get from Torah Anytime and I get from Torah Anytime is worth, is for sure worth it. So please help me show my Akaras HaTayv. It's been 3.5 years on Torah Anytime, today is, I think, the 476th shir that I'm Bez Hashem will be posting on Torah Anytime. Okay, so we're going to take a little bit of a change of venue, so to speak. We've been in Ashkenaz, and we've been in the world of the Minhagim, and the Ramah's Minhagim for a very long time in Italy. And now we're going to move a little bit. I want to learn about the Mefarshei HaRambam. We've done many of the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, on the Torah, the sources of the Beis Yosef, the sources of the Ramah. We've learned about some of the Mefarshei HaRambam, the Kesef Mishnah, who is the Beis Yosef. We learned about the Radvaz. And today we're going to the primary Mefarish of the Rambam, Rabbeinu Vidal di Tolosa, or Tolosa. Tolosa. It's a city in Spain, T-O-L-O-S-A, Tolosa, I guess you pronounce it. Northern Spain. Who is Rabbeinu Vidal? He is better known and only known as the Magid Mishnah. On the side of the Rambam, the Magid Mishnah. And his name is Rabbeinu Vidal di Tolosa. Vidal is obviously a Spanish name. We'll see later what it means. Perhaps it is the translation of what his actual name is, or maybe he had a different Yiddish, Lashon Kodesh name that we're not aware of. Now, when I approached learning about the Magid Mishnah, I think I said in a different shir, maybe the one on the Radvaz, that we know very little about him, even though he is such a primary staple in learning Rambam. So we will see a lot of the confusion, and that's what we'll go through, Bez Hashem. We start with the Chidah and Shem HaGedolim. He writes, because of Maran Bakhtomas HaKesef Mishnah, the Beis Yosef writes in the preface to his Kesef Mishnah, his Pirish on the Rambam, that the Magid Mishnah was Chaveiroi Shal Haran. He was a friend of the Ran, a contemporary of the Ran, Rabbeinu Nissim. We had a shir on him. He lived in the 1300s. The chain cost of Marein Rav Chaim Vital Zatzal. Rav Chaim Vital, the Talmud of the Arizal, also writes that he was, that the Magid Mishnah was a contemporary of the Ran. Uve Sefer Kairei HaDoiris, this is all the Chida talking, in the Sefer Kairei HaDoiris, HaChiach, he proves from a Chuvas Rivash Simen Shin Peches, that the Noyach Nafshe the Rav HaMagid Kaidem Haran, that the Rav HaMagid was Nifter before the Ran was Nifter. Even if they were contemporaries, he was Nifter before him. Where is that? In Chuvas HaRivash Shin Peches, the Rivash is writing a Chuva to the Ran. And he's talking about reading a Megillah for women in Laz, meaning not in Lashon HaKodesh, in a foreign language, I assume Spanish, or whatever was the dialect of the area. But you have to read it from a Megillah that's written in Laz, right? It can't be written in Hebrew, and you read it in Laz, that's Baal Peh. So it was written in Laz as well. The problem is that the ladies, they didn't know Lashon HaKodesh, so they wanted to read it in this language so they should understand it. The problem was the Baal Kairei, the one who would read it, he did know Lashon HaKodesh. And the question is he allowed to read a Megillah Belaz for the women if he knows Lashon HaKodesh? So the Rivash writes, Ata Kaidem Purim, now before Purim, Higiduli, they told me, Kimizeh Kimay Shleishim Shana Nehagim. This custom to read to the women like this was already over 30 years. It sounds like the Rivash had just come to the city, and Amarti and I told him it's not a proper thing to do. Gam Harav Anodi, Anvidal, I guess. In other words, when you read the name, Aleph Nun Vav Dalid Yud Lamed. Or Dalu Lamed. So it looks like it's Anudal or something. But really, as we'll see a little bit later, it's almost like it says Anvidal. Anvidal de Talusha. Harav Anvidal of Talusha, Zichreine Livracha, Natal Zebesifrei. He seems to hold like this in his Sefer. This is what the Rivash writes. Viata Mireinu Loilam Tichya. And you, our Rebbe, Loilam Tichi, you should live for a long time. Kasafta, you wrote in your Sefer whatever you wrote. So he's writing to the Ran, who was still alive, and he quotes Harav Anvidal de Talusha as Zichrayna Levracha. So the Kairei HaDoiris proves from here that although the Magid Mishnah may have been a contemporary of the Ran, he was for sure Nifter before the Ran was Nifter. Now continues the Chida. Because of Marikash Mitshuvaisav, that the Marikash, in his Shuvas Ksaviyad Simikuv Yud Gimel, the Haran V'Rav HaMagid, the Ran and the Magid Mishnah, he's known as the Rav HaMagid, Kol Echad Kaisev HaChaveroi, each one writes about the other, V'yesh Misha Kosav. So very often, I guess it's contemporaries, they talk about each other, they say, and there are those who write. So the Ran, when he wants to refer to the Magid Mishnah, there are times he doesn't write his name, and he just writes, V'yesh Misha Kosev, there are those who write, and vice versa, the Magid Mishnah does the same with the Ran. V'ro'isi l'haradvaz b'tshuva k'savyad, continues the Chida, that I saw a tshuva's haradvaz, Simen Shnei Alofim Shin Yud Vav, 2316, Shekasev be'inyan Eishes Yisrael shenechbisha ayidei listim, a wife of a Jew, a Yisrael, not a Kayan, who was captured by bandits, v'nigmar dino lehariga, and they decided they're going to kill her, demutaris leharamam. So there's a whole shayla that we assume that they were mezana with her. Is it ba'inis? Was it willing? Was it forcibly? Is it baratzain? Do we say that maybe she just willingly did it? So in such a situation, the Rambam says it's mutter. And says the Radvaz, Vizel Shainai, Uval Magid Mishnah Haya Talmidei Shal HaRashba. So the Chida is bringing from the Radvaz that he writes that the Magid Mishnah was a Talmid of the Rashba. Vikasav, and the Magid Mishnah writes, Shekein Hichrichu HaAchrayim, the Achrayim, the later ones, pask in this way. So, who are the later ones in his world compared to the Rambam? Vehem, HaRamban, HaRashba, VaHaRitva, Shayu Kroivim L'Dairai. They were close to the Rav HaMagid's generation, says the Radvaz, and that's why he calls them the Achrayim. Adkan l'shoyna. So the Radvaz is saying that the Magid Mishnah was a Talmud of the Rajba. Says the Chidah, Umashikasa, this that he says, that the Rav HaMagid was a Talmud of the Rajba, Huksas Rachik. It's a little bit far to understand. Ki af amnon shmaitze de harajba bepume. It's true that the halachas of the Rajba are in the mouth of the Magid Mishnah, loizaz michabeva. He does not let go of loving them, meaning he's constantly quoting the Rajba. However, says the Chidah, we never find him, refer to him as his Rebbe. He just quotes the Rajba. So the Chidah says, also from the timeline, historically it doesn't seem to be so. Now, I'm not 100% sure why. The Rajba lived in the 1200s, 1235 to 1300 Ba'arech. If he was a friend of the Ran who lived in the 1300s, the Ran was a Talmud of the Rajba. I don't know why the Chidah doesn't see it's possible that he was a Talmud of the Rajba. Okay. L'chein ho'yenire, the Mashikas of the Talmud of Rajba lavdafka. So says the Chidah, when the Radvaz says he was a Talmud of the Rajba, he doesn't really mean that he was an actual student. Raksha ha'ilich b'ikvais of Talmud. He means to say he follows very much the Shita of the Rajba. And it's true, the Radvaz himself, in a different Shuva, an Elif Tavdalin, he writes, V'roiv Shita sayu Shitas ha'Rajba. We'll quote this later as well, that most of his Shitas follows the Shitas of the Rajba. However, continues the Chidah, I have another problem. But what are we going to answer? B'yayim she'idubar banu, imrei kadosh, b'rein Rav Chaim Vital zal b'shara gilgul k'saviyat. What are we going to do with the words of Rabbeinu Chaim Vital? That he writes that the Rav HaMagid was a Talmud of the Ra'ah. Talmud of the Ra'ah. Now, the truth is, I didn't find in the Shara Gilgulim that Rav Chaim Vital says that. He writes that the Magid Mishnah was a Gilgul of the Ra'ah. I didn't see that he wrote that he was a Talmud. V'chidush she'ino nira kein lo b'seidus manim, says the Chidah, can't be because it's a Chidush. Because again, historically it doesn't seem right. Now again, I don't understand why the Ra'ah is the same time as the Rajba, also in the 1200s to 1300. He says also from the words of Rav HaMagid, we don't find that it seems that he was a Talmud of the Ra'ah. Okay, so this is the uncertainty, number one, when he lived, who were his Rabbeim. We continue, the Chidah says, Ve'ir Telusa, where is the city Telusa? Now Telusa is spelled sometimes with a Samech, sometimes with a Shin Sin. He'ir Bisvarad, it's a city in Spain. Elo says the Chidah, Sheish Kama Ayores, there are many cities, Shesh Meisem Shavim, there are many cities that have that same name. So that's why there's a lot of uncertainty which city it was. V'chein Yesh Ir Teluza Kayoim B'malchus Sarvas, today there's a city Teluza in France. Today, modern day, it has actually a different name. V'ein Ezei Seir Sheyibay Rav HaMagid Mishnah. And this is not the city the Magid Mishnah was in, it wasn't in France, because there are some of the those who write the history, when they write the Talmud of the Magid Mishnah, they want to say he was from this city in France, says the Magid Mishnah, it's not true. Excuse me. Now, V'harivash b'tshuvais of Simon Shim Peches, the Rivash in his Tshuva Shim Peches that we mentioned before, he writes his name as Harav Anvidal, or Anvidal. The Talusha. And the truth is, as we'll see later, the Kesef Mishnah also writes Anvidal. So says the Chidah, Val Titameh, Shekesev Anvidal, or Anvadil, Sheharaga B'tshuvas Haran V'Rirash V'Rashbats. Anyone who's accustomed to reading the Tshuvas of the Ran, Rivash, and Rashbats, Udukhavazayu, and their contemporaries, Yisbaruloi, you will see Shemaisifin al Hashem, that sometimes they add on to a person's name Ois yais aleph nun. They add on the ois yais of aleph and nun. Shu ois rishon va'acharon mitevas adoin. It's the first and last letter of the word adoin. Adoin means master, or mister, or master. So a lot of times when they want to add on a title, so to speak, to a person's name, they add on the two letters aleph and nun, which is a contraction of adoin. That's why if his name was Vidal di Tolusha, they call him An Vidal di Tolusha. Ukvar Kasafti Bezeh, he says, the Chida says, I wrote this in other places, and I proved it in Shevet Anoshim, Bemekoimis Acher Misiat Dishmaya. So therefore, sometimes you'll see the name of one of the Chachamim, and it added on to his name was an Aleph and a Nun, you'll know that it's the same person, it's just the title of Adoit. Okay, now the Chida writes as well that Reb Chaim Vital, because of Shem Reb Chaim Vital, Shehavalela Rav Magen Mishnah Neshama El Yoina, that the Magen Mishnah had a very lofty soul. Vayal Gilgal Migoinim Etanoim, he was a Gilgal from great Goinim Etanoim. Vegam Havalei Shaiches Vikurvaim Rambam, and he also had some connection with the Rambam. V'lachein, and that's why he wrote a sefer to explain the word of the Ram, the words of the Rambam. Ve'recharbe binyan iskarim adver matikim ayicham. The Chida says that Reb Chaim Vital he talked at length about these ideas, and he continues in a different place. The Chida also b'shem Reb Chaim Vital v'shoyrish nishmasay Ram v'nisa kasher higid Rabbeinu Agada Arizal Rabbeinu Reb Chaim Vital zatzal. He had a very lofty neshama like the Arizal told Reb Chaim Vital. Now this that he said he had a connection to the Rambam, it sounds like he had some type of relationship with the Rambam. In Mareches Sefer Svarim, in the Chida writes, B'shem the Marshdam, Evan Ezer, Kuf Pei, which I didn't find. However, also B'shem Marachash, from Chaim Shapsi, from Salonika, in his Sefer called Teres Chaim. This I did find. He lived in the 1500s. Chela Gimel, Sivet Samaches, he writes, Das Harava Magidzal, the Marchash writes, who's going to argue with the Melech, meaning the Rav HaMagid? He's a spark of the Rambam, which sounds like he's saying he's like a Gilgal or some type of spark, a Nitzitz of the Rambam. So the Reb Chaim Vital, the Chida was bringing from Chaim Vital that he had a connection to the Rambam. He's saying a lashon of a nitzitz from the Rambam. So that is the neshama of the Magen Mishnah. Now in Shar al Gilgulim, Reb Chaim Vital writes as follows, and also in Sefer Chizyonis Chelak Dalad Ois Beis, he writes, "V'sha'alti loy, I asked Arizal to please tell me where my neshama comes from." He didn't want to go into details. He told me in a general way. Bal Sefer Magen Mishnah. Reb Chaim Vital says that Arizal told him that his neshama was originally the neshama of the Magen Mishnah. His name was like my name now. Vidal, what was Reb Chaim's name? Reb Chaim Vital. Vital and Vidal are the same name. Vital is the Italian version of it. Vidal is the Spanish version of it. Both of them are really translations of either Chai, life, or Chaim. And Ubasiata Begilgal, Vinikra Shmi Chaim. That's why it says, Reb Chaim Vital, my name is Chaim, B'Shem Harishain. It's the same name Vidal as he had. Don Vidal Basefer Magen Mishnah. Don is like Don is in Spanish like Mr. Don Vidal Basefer Magen Mishnah. So again, does that mean to say that the Magen Mishnah's name also, his Lashon Kodesh name, was Chaim or not? Or maybe Chai or no? Maybe Vidal was just some type of nickname that he had, Spanish name. But Reb Chaim Vital is saying that when I got the name, I got it as the Hebrewized version of it, Chaim Vital. Okay, I don't know. All this is really like above my pay grade over here, the Gilgulim, but it's interesting stuff. And he says, why did I have to come back as a Gilgul? Why did the Magen Mishnah have to come back as a Gilgul? So he says, Shebegilgul Echa Min HaKadmoinim, the Rechai Vital says, one of my earlier Gilgulim, I didn't believe fully, or Harbe, I didn't believe a lot, B'Chachmas HaZoyar, in the Chachma the Zoyar. So Rechai Vital says, that when the Arizal told me that, he didn't tell me which Gilgal did I have this problem in, but I understood that he meant it was when I was in the Gilgal of the Magen Mishnah, but he wanted to tell it to me explicitly. V'amar li, but he did tell me, he says an interesting thing, that when I was in the Gilgal of the Magen Mishnah, I was a Ma'ayin Gadol. I went, learned very deep, and it was very intense in depth, very sharp, in my depth of learning. And therefore, he says, that's why now I don't want to bother myself with Chachmas Ha'ir. Chaim Vital is saying that he didn't have such a netiya to learn into depth and be'iyun and Gemara, I guess, whatever that means, Lefi Madrigasa, obviously. He's saying the reason is because in my previous Gilgal, I already took care of that part for my neshama. In this Gilgal, I have to take care of other things. Okay, Adkan Gilgul. Let's talk about the Sefer Magen Mishnah, because this is all we know about the Magen Mishnah. In the Akdamah to Sefer Zmanim of the Rambam, he writes, Kasher Olam Achshevas Rabbeinu, when the Rambam decided to divide up the laws of the Torah and its mitzvahs, each inyan, Bechlal Uprat, the general, and the details, the Sfarim, he decided to divide them up into different Sfarim, Ula Halachas, and then into different Halachas, in those Sfarim, and to Prakim. The Rambam decided he's not dividing this up below Seder Yasher without a very straight and in order. Says the Rambam Magid that it's befitting for every person. A person wants to say something, make sure you have a specific order. What's first, what's later. Whatever you're talking about, you should do things in an order, in a mesudardik way, in an orderly way. And therefore, he says, Rabbeinu the Rambam, Hashem Be'emes Boicher Seder Minyan Tzvarim B'Seder Nakam. When the Rambam divided up his different Tzvarim, Mando, Amas, Manim, etc., it was a specific Seder to it. It was a Seder Nakam. And afterwards, in each Sefer, he was Mesader the Halachas also, B'Seder Nama Ayin, in a very nice and proper order. V'hinni Migali Tam Sidroi. So the Magen Mishnah says, I'm going to reveal to you what was the Rambam's idea. What was the Seder? Why does he have this order? B'sefer Zeh, this Sefer the Zmanim, u'v'yeser HaSfarim, and the rest of the Sfarim. I don't think he did it in any of the other Sfarim. I'm not 100% sure. I didn't see it, but Zmanim, he for sure, he, in Akdam, it's a fascinating thing to read, like two pages, to see what he did, how he showed the Seder. So he goes through, the first thing he goes through, the Seder, just of Hilchashat, he goes through, and he says, the halachas that are in Sefer Zmanim, Shabbos, Erevin, etc., and he explains each halacha of what its topic is. Then he says again, he starts again, Amar HaKosef, the Magen Mishnah says, I want to tell you something else. Yoyser Shoyer Rabbeinu Chacham Medina HaTeru Udvara, Bahem Tzuf Dvash Ivreinoyim, more than the Rambam was a Chacham Medina HaTeru. And his words are so sweet and so pleasant. But more than that, but what he did with the Seder, the order of his Svarim, that's even more of a Chachma. Everything is in its proper place. Everything is very straight. Lozois, he says, why did he do this? Anyone who's a buck in his Svarim, who wants to, Shiyachbat's love Chadarav, he wants to enter into the rooms of the Rambam, Ki Mikdash Melech, Uvas Mamlocha Sesarav, his hidden rooms are a Mikdash Melech, it's a palace, it's a bayis, a base Mamlocha, a person wants to go into the palace, Yerav Leilada Sidur Rabbeinu Mamamarav, it'll be very pleasant for him to know the order, Alkein Reisi Lichtov Sidura Be'el Alochas. So therefore, not only did you just write the order, Shabbos, Erevin, he says, now I'm going to explain to you in each section, why is that order? Kema Aruchais, V'Rabbis HaTayeles, V'Tamin Yitzrachis. Why? Because these halachas are many, and a lot of times you need to find a halacha. So if you'll know what each halacha talks about, L'Hakel Al-Raitz Al-Imtze Devre HaChevetz Al-Roshu M'Ksav Emes. If you'll know what each halacha is referring to, you'll be able then to find it very easily. So, that's why. So like first, he went through and he said, Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Erevin, Hilchas Shvisas Asur. Why each one follows the other? What's the order? And now he's going to go in Hilchas Shabbos from Perek Aleph to Perek Lamed and explain the order in the Prakim. He only did it in Hilchas Shabbos. So in order you'll be able to find it, so he goes through from Parak Aleph to Parak Lamed. And then he says again, Amar HaKaisev, he starts again, Ra'isi Lasez Tam. I want to give another reason. L'sidur Rabbeinu B'halacha Zelu. So the first time around, when he went through Parak Aleph to Lamed, he just explained briefly what's in each Parak. Now he goes through why each Parak follows the Parak before. What's the order of the Prakim? He says, I want to give a reason. L'sidur Rabbeinu B'halacha Zelu. Ulevar Yoshe B'akdim. I want to show how straight and how smart it was that he went and he put this klal before this prat, this one before this. Hakayde Bizman, the ones before Zman. Ay Besiba, or for a reason. L'besacher, before the later halacha. And therefore he goes then again through the whole 30 prakim to show why each one follows the other. Excuse me, and he finishes off at the end, Amar HaKaisiv, he says again, Be'aflogas Rabbeinu B'shmiras HaSeder. Now because the Rambam was brilliant, and he was so careful to keep the Seder, Haya Lishnois B'Ksas M'Kaimois K'Sas Dinim. So he had to change, or to, I don't know if it means to change, or to teach, in some of the places, some of the halachos, that each one had to be in a specific place, according to the chaluka hayishara, according to the way he set things up. He says, therefore, someone who's being ma'ayin, in the words of the Rambam, has to think about this. And he says, Kfar Reisi, I already saw, someone who was a baki in the Sifrei HaRambam, shelo hirgish benimshach acharei zeh, he didn't understand this. Ritzayni loymar, what's he trying to say? He says, for example, let's say you have a halacha that finds itself in two different places. So sometimes the Rambam will explain part of it in one place, and he will explain the other part of it in a different place. And if you don't realize that, you'll just look at one place, and you'll look and say, the Rambam only said half of the halacha. Like, why did he skip out the rest of it? Without realizing that the rest of the halacha, so the rest of the details, are in a different place. Because each one needed to be where it belonged in the Seder. He says, Uchvar nimshach zeh eitzel harav agayin Reb Shlomo ben Aderezal, the Rashba himself. The Rashba himself writes in Sefer Avodas HaKodesh, by the halacha of traveling on a boat before Shabbos and being stuck on the boat on Shabbos. He writes, Kamarava Rambam Re'isiv, I saw the Rambam Kimavriach Yisurai, like he's trying to push away the Isser, Shekasa B'Perek Chavdalid, in Perek Chavdalid Hilcha Shabbos, he says, you're allowed to go on a boat, Lidvar Mitzvah. So says the Rashba, the Rambam wrote the Heter, that you could go for a Dvar Mitzvah, and he didn't say that if it's not a Mitzvah, you can't go. And he sort of left you to figure that out, to infer it from the Heter B'Makkah Mitzvah. Says the Magi Mishnah, Rabbeinu Kosev Dinzal Shleimus Beperek Lamed. But in Perek Lamed, the Rambam wrote that Beferish, that if it's not for a mitzvah, you can't go. So the Rashba was looking at Perek Avdalid, and he wondering why he didn't say all the details, because in Perek Lamed he said the details. A little Pella on the Rashba didn't see that. Uchayotze Beyesh Harbe, says the Magi Mishnah, there are many like that. He says, I tried in many places to point that out, that the rest of the halachas are in a different place. But that's what he means to say, that because of the Seder, sometimes some halachas are split in different places. And if you realize that and try to find where the Hashlama is, you won't have questions on the Rava. The truth is, if you look over there in Parak Chavdal, Halacha Vav, and that Halacha that the Rashba was quoting, says the Magi Mishnah, V'yisbar din zeh barucha b'parak lamed. This then will explain much more length in Parak Lamed. Excuse me. Now the Kesef Mishnah, the Beis Yosef, in his Akdama, he writes, I saw that the Rambam decided to explain the Torah b'loshen kotzer v'tzach k'loshen ha-mishnah, very short and clear language like the Mishnah. He says, and the Doris Habay Machra of the later generations didn't truly understand his words. They weren't able to go into the depth of what he was talking about. And they don't really understand where he derived his halachas from. Like, where did he learn them from? Like the Rosh writes in a tshuva, this is all the basis of writing, that anyone who paskins directly from the Rambam and are not bekiyim b'mishnu b'gemara to know where the Rambam got the halacha, are going to make mistakes and be matir isurim and to asur dvarim hamutarim. Because you can't get a clear understanding of the Rambam if you don't understand the background. V'chein shamati, says the Kesef Mishnah, heard from Adam Gadol in Barcelona. And this Adam Gadol was a baki in 3 starim of Shas, 3 out of the 6. And he said, I don't understand how some people who never learned Gemara, they read the Rambam and they paskin from his farim. He says, I know myself. I only know 3 starim. And in those 3 starim that I learned, so when I read the Rambam, since I have such a good background, in those 3 starim, I understand what he's talking about. He says, but when I read his other halachas, like Yikadshim and Zraim, those I'm not a Bakian, I don't know what he's talking about. And I know that all those other people, in all 6 starim, they don't know what they're talking about. Shekachu lebechal svarav. So therefore, he says, you can't know what the Rambam's talking about without knowing the Gemara and the Halacha, and therefore you can make mistakes in Psak. So therefore, continues the Beis Yosef, Uvechein Omar, Kadosh Echad, a holy person got up, Vechiber Sefer Magen Mishnah, and he composed the Sefer Magen Mishnah, Asher Bagila Maka Moitzah called Divadin. He shows us where the Rambam got every single din, and if that halacha is an argument, the Magen Mishnah tells us why the Rambam decided to paskin that way. The Ravid often argues on the Rambam as questions. The Magen Mishnah answers those questions. V'shem Rava Mechaber, who is the Mechaber? Shamanu Shahaya Unidiel de Talusha, or An Vidal de Talusha, the same An, like we said before. Rabbeinu An Vidal de Talusha, Chaveirish Rabbeinu Nissim, as we quoted him before, saying, the friend, a contemporary of the Ran. V'ina Lezachinu Lo'ayre, says the Kesef Mishnah, that we only were zoicha to his light in only the following svarim: Zvanim, Noshim, Kedushin, Ezekim, Kinyan, and Mishpatim. And even in these svarim, there's some of the halachas that we don't have from the Magen Mishnah, got lost, his explanation, so we don't even have the full in those svarim as well. Okay, that's why the Kesef Mishnah, the Beis Yosef, says, I decided to also write a very similar pirush to fill in those places, and even on the starim that the Magen Mishnah wrote, the Kesef Mishnah wrote as well. So that is the purpose of the Magen Mishnah. So in the beginning of the Sefer HaRambam, there is a page that's called Klali HaRambam. Klali HaRambam, most of it comes from the Yad Malachi. So there is also a little paragraph there that's called Klali HaRav HaMagid, Magen Mishnah, Vekesef Mishnah. So there's a few klalim there that he quotes from other svarim. So one of them, the first one, is as follows: Harav Magid Zaza Yaday Bichal Dvarim Midivra HaRajma. His hand never left the words of the Rajma. We saw that before from the Radvaz as well. Lachein Hayare. Lachain. Heicha sheish chiluke deas b'kavanas harajma. So therefore he says, if you have a machlaikas, what the Rajma means, ein safik shemipi vanuchayim. We follow the Magen Mishnah, kavase. We follow him, because his lezaza yadai from the Divrei Rajma. Who's he quoting from? He's quoting from Reb Chaim Shamsi b'tshuvaisav. We quoted him before as well, the Marchash, in Teres Chaim, Eben Ezer, Simen Lamed Aleph. He says over there, a lashon, the actual quote is, that shekvar noyde sheharav amagid loizaz yaday bechal dvar v'divrei harajma kinira yais divrei harajma shulchan aruch lefanav, as if the Rajma, it seems as if the Rajma's words were a shulchan aruch in front of him, voice ikar gadol midvarav, and he makes a very big ikar out of his words, v'lachein ein safek shemipiv anu chayim. That's the exact quote, therefore we follow him. It's being paraphrased as saying that when we don't know what to do, we follow the Magen Mishnah. A second klal, kanokin harav amagid belishnei zeh pashut l'das ha-mechaber. Whenever the Magen Mishnah says this is pashut to the mechaber, v'loy nokat l'mikrei. One before that. Kishe kaisav harav amagid shloy motzarai l'divrei harambam. If the Rav Amagid writes that he didn't find a raya to the Rambam, that means to say, Ozli Sphere like Kavase, that he doesn't hold like him. That's his way of saying, I don't agree. That's the Knesset HaGdoilo, Chayish Mishpat, Ayin Zayin, Ois Chavtas. The third one, when the Rav Amagi, like we start off, Kanokin Rav Amagi Belishnei, Zapashul Adasa Mechaber, Veloy Nokal Mikre Rabbeinu, when he calls him the Mechaber, and he doesn't call him Rabbeinu, Kedarkei Mechala Mekaimais, Nirim Yizeh Dein Daita Neichem Yidvarav. It appears as if he's not happy with what he's saying. That's quoted from the Sefer Halacha L'Maisha, Hilchas Mechira, Chav Gimel Amud Gimel. This is the Halacha L'Maisha, Zerb Chai Moshe Armiliyai, or something like that, Amarliyai, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, from Saloniki in the 1700s. So he's saying an interesting thing, that when the Magen Mishnah calls the Rambam Mechaber, the author, and not Rabbeinu, means he doesn't agree to the Halacha. The Chidah in Shema Gedolim says, Umashekos of Eza Achrayin, a certain Achrayin wrote that when the Rav HaMagid doesn't hold like the Rambam, he calls him a Chaber, and when he holds like him, he holds him Rabbeinu. Uladaiti Haktzora HaReze Beval Yomar, says the Chidah, you can't say such a thing. V'Ikar Zimnim Kaisev Hachi, sometimes he calls him the Mechaber, sometimes he calls him Rabbeinu. Mechaber in a Zilzul Chas V'Shalom, calling him the author is a Zilzul. Chas V'Shalom is not a Zilzul, Ve'in Laharech. So he's upset that he does not happy with Eza Achrayin, which would seem to us would be the Sefer Halacha L'Moshe. Now it's true in the Sefer Halacha L'Moshe he just brings it stop. However, in the same author has a Sefer called Dvar Moshe, Chay Shemishmat Simen Samach Vav, Pesh Samaches, Amar Aleph. He writes, Uchvar Yadua Klal, Sheyesh Bazem Mishem HaRivash. He brings this Klal Mishem the Rivash, that whenever the Rav HaMagid says a Mechaber, not Rabbeinu, he doesn't hold like him. Quoting from the Rivash, is already from the Rishayim, that's a whole different story. Kinnira the Chidah wasn't referring to the Rivash. Kinnira the Chidah did not see this Dvar Moshe. So it wasn't the Dvar Moshe making this up, is a klal, it seems, from the days of the Rivash. Okay. The Radvaz, Elif Tav Dalin writes, Sarach Shateida, what the Torah writes in the Shitas Rambam, whatever halacha they were talking about, I don't agree. He says, I can't fathom it. I can't swallow it. And I have a rule. We quoted this already, I think, in the Share of the Radvaz. That whenever, maybe on the Rambam, I don't remember. Whenever, probably on the Radvaz, whenever I see a machlaikis in the words of the Rambam, and he soimech al divrei Magen Mishnah, I rely on the Magen Mishnah. Shoyog Adam Gadol, Ubaki, he was an Adam Gadol, he was well versed. V'raiv shitasu kishitas harajba, he mostly goes with the Rajba. I don't know why the Radvaz wrote that over here in this context, why it was negeya in this sentence, but that's what he says. Again, here he's talking about the Magen Mishnah's being well versed in the Rambam. So first of all, he was Adam Gadol Ubaki, number one. Number two, he wrote a sefer to explain the words of the Rambam. He was probably the most medactic in the words of the Rambam. The Tor wasn't writing a sefer on the Rambam. He was writing a halacha sefer, and he's trying to say a pshat in the Rambam. But the Magid Mishnah was ready to say from the Rambam, therefore says the Rivash, that's why if there's any, I'm sorry, the Radvaz says, if there's any machloikis in how to understand the Rambam, I will follow the Magid Mishnah. Hitchuvas Mari Korkis, Simon Aleph, the Shoyal was saying that the Magid Mishnah forgot a Rambam. He says, the Mari Korkis answers, Milo Nugadam Avonis Divra Rambam Kimaram Magid Mishnah. Who is greater to us in the understanding of our Rambam more than the Magen Mishnah? Milonu Baki Michiburei Kamayu. Who is more of a Baki in the Chibur, in the Rambam, more than the Magen Mishnah? Dinachis Lefarish Ledaktek. He went down and he explains that he's Medaktek. The Eich Neymar. How is it possible to say Dishtamita Hid Macholas Asuras, that he forgot a halacha in Macholas Asuras? Now, in Chumas Marav Al Shakir Simchuf Chav Gimel, he's writing about a Rambam in Hilchas Gerushin, and he writes, "V'achesh shezochinu Hashem, after I got the schus, I married it. Ubasi l'aretz Mitzrayim, I came to Egypt. Umatzasi Magid Mishnah b'ksivas hayad, and I found the ksav yad of the Magid Mishnah. Because of Sham b'ferish kidvari, and he clearly says the way I explained the Rambam in Gerushin Perak Beis Halacha Vav. Now, it sounded like for me from the tshuva over there that in the Magid Mishnah that they had at that time, it was missing these words, and there were those who were arguing and saying the Magid Mishnah learns different pshat the Rambam, and he was saying this is pshat the Rambam, and he found the Ksavya that says the Magid Mishnah actually had those words, like he said in our Rambam, those words are there in our Magid Mishnah. The Rivash in Shin Sadiches writes about the Magid Mishnah Kvar Kadomcha. There was ready your predecessor to you, Echad Kadosh, Midaber Bitztaka, one holy person, Midaber Bitztaka, speaks righteously, Ravu, he was very great, Baal Magid Mishnah. And in Siman Tov Ayin Gimel, the Rivash writes a tshuva to the son of the Magid Mishnah, Rabbi Yitzchak. He says, Lenovai to the smart one, Nitzak. I am assuming Nitzak is like either a nickname or a Spanish version, Ramesha will tell me if I'm right about this or not, of Yitzchak, Nitzuk Vidal di Talusha. He was the son of Vidal di Talusha. So he writes about him, Binon Shel Kedoshim, you're the son of a holy one, Pri Tzadik, you're the fruit, the fruit of the Tzadik Yisoid Olam. Now the Chida in Mareches Svarim, and Magid Mishnah writes, Mikarev Nitzas Mitei Ksav Yad, recently, it was printed from the Ksav Yad, Yosha Noichel, a very old Ksav Yad, Gam al Hilcha Shechita, also on Hilcha Shechita. Now, today we have, I'm assuming that's what the Chidah is referring to, that we have printed in some of the Rambams, we have in the Rambam in Hilcha Shechita, it says Magid Mishnah b'Ksav Yad. However, it's clearly not our Magid Mishnah. It's a different Sefer Magid Mishnah from Rabbi Yehuda Kalatz, there's a lot of uncertainty which one he was. There's three Rabbi Yehuda Kalatzes, three in succession. Rabbi Yehuda, then he had a son Rabbi Shlaim, another Rabbi Yehuda, another son Rabbi Yehuda. So there's three of them. This is, I think, the middle one, the second one, who was a Rav in Morocco in the 1500s, and he wrote a sefer called Magid Mishnah, the Rambam Hilcha Shechita, and that is the one that is in our Rambam. So it's a different Magid Mishnah. Now, I just want to end off with a beautiful vart to the Magid Mishnah. And most of the time in the Rambam, he's bringing Mekiris. He doesn't usually give us, like, Hashkafa very often. In the end of Hilchah Shechinim, he's talking about the halacha Bar Mitzra. Bar Mitzra is the halacha that a person who has a field or a house that is the neighboring of someone else's, he gets the first right to buy it if it comes up for sale. So he says, the Inyan Din Bar Mitzar, what's this inyan of Bar Mitzar? He says, Teraseinu HaTamima Nasna B'tikun Midas HaAdam Uvan Hagas Ba'ilam Klalit. Our Torah, when it comes to our Torah, Teraseinu HaTamima, our Torah is Tamima, and when it comes to Midas HaAdam and how a person is supposed to act in the world, the Torah didn't give us a lot of details. The Torah gave us klalot. For example, I'll read it from inside. Ba'miras kedoshim tiyu. One place is to be holy. Ba'kavona kemoi shomru chazal. Like chazal say, kadesh shavatzim chove mutalach. You should be holy. Restrain yourself from things that are mutar. Shulei shatuf achar ataivas. Don't run after every desire and be swept away by them. That's one place where the Torah told us, in a general way, how we're supposed to act. You should do things that are straight, are yashus, that are toiv. You should act in a proper way with people. Now, when it came to these types of things, midos, and the way we're supposed to act to other people, the Torah cannot give us details. When it comes to mitzvah satayrah never change. They apply all times, all places, and you always have to do them. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about mitzvah satayrah. But midos ha'adam v'hanagasai, but the way the person acts, his midos, his acting towards others, mischalefes, that changes. Based on lefi hazman, based on what's the norms of the times, v'ha'ishim, depending on the person himself, v'ha'ishim, and the person. So therefore, those are more fluid. So the Torah couldn't give us exact details what Kedoshim Tiyu means. It changes according to each person, according to each time, according to what's going on, and the same thing was Hisa Yashar Atayif. Depends on the situation. V'achachamim zal, but achachamim kosvu ksas pratim. They gave us some details. They gave us some details that fall under the umbrella of the Klali HaTorah. Some of them they made it as an actual din gomer that you have to do it. Some of them, sometimes the Chachamim said, it's a chatchila, v'derech chasidus, and it's only a chasidus. But all these pratim are all midrabanan under the klalim of the Torah of Isisa Yashav Atayif. And that's why it says in the Gemara, Chavivim divrei doidim yoyser miyenish al Torah, that the words of the Chachamim are more chaviv than the words of the Torah itself, Shenemar, Kitoivim deidecha miyoyin, because they, in this situation, came along and explained to us, they gave us the pratim, the details of what is included in the klalim. But that is why the Torah cannot give us the exact details of midos, gave us klalim, because they change, they're very fluid, depending on the person, depending on the time, depending on the situation. But a person has to look at those klalim and understand the Torah is teaching us how to act, how to be kedoshim to you, be kedoshim. What are the details? Chazal gave us details. A person has to have details. Every person has to work on himself. That's what the Torah wants from us. Details? Chazal gave us some details. Obligations, hanhagas, how we're supposed to act. This is the hashkafa that the Magen Mishnah has given us. So, Rabbeinu Vidal di Taluza, who we may not know, we don't know what his Lashon HaKodesh name is, because he's known as the Rav Bal Magen Mishnah. He's the Magen Mishnah Nish Kadosh, a chashev, holy, holy person. The Magen Mishnah, known for Dairis as the Rav HaMagen, Zchuso Yagin Aleinu V'Kol Yisrael. Have a wonderful day, everybody. And please, again, I ask you to please donate $18. Do it right now. Click the link. Go, please, donate to my page so I should be able to continue with Torah Anytime, to continue to have this platform with Torah Anytime, to continue to be Marbitz Torah in Klal Yisrael. They should continue, and we should all be Zeicha to our Batzas HaTorah and Hatzlacha in Limud HaTorah. Kol Tov, everyone. Have a wonderful day.